recording, Jimmy Swaggart.
And I had mistakenly thought that she had not received the Holy Spirit. I don't know how I got this in my mind. I don't even remember now. But I looked at her, and her face was shining. It was just like a light igniting. And I looked down at her, and I said, young lady, and I looked at her about three times, and finally I looked back the third time, and I started not to say anything, but I went ahead and I did. And I said, I don't understand. I said, my spirit bears witness with your spirit that I said that you've received the Holy Ghost. She said, oh, yes, I have. It was a joy. And I didn't mean to get into this, but I'm in it, and I'm going to stay in it a while. And we're seeing multiplied thousands of Christians instantly, beautifully, wondrously, gloriously baptized in the Holy Ghost. And it brings a joy of unprecedented proportion. And not only does that, it changes their vocabulary. What in the world are you talking about, preacher? You mean to quit cursing, to quit using profanity or slang? Oh, no, I didn't mean that. Any Christian that loves the Lord is not going to do that anyway. You know what I mean? But what I'm talking about, whereas heretofore they were a little bit leery of anyone that said, hallelujah, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, I love you, Jesus, praise God. Now, whereas a year ago or 6 months ago, they would have thought that was, you know, crazy, that fanatical, that sounds too much like those Pentecostals. You know? Now, it becomes a part, so they can't quit saying it, it just flows from them. Somebody said, I don't like that. Well, stop just a second and think what you're saying. You mean you don't like to praise the Lord? You don't like to glorify God? And the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. Some would angrily say, but oh yes, but I do it my own way. Well, why don't you try his way? Why don't you try his way? I don't know how in the world I got off on the whole. Oh yes, I do know now too. I was talking about joy. Joy, the joy of the Lord. This old long face, boring, sour, Christian, let me change it. This old sour stuff that passes for Christianity today. I don't blame the world for not wanting it. I received a letter the other day from a man. He said, Brother Swaggart, I never knew the camp meeting hour existed. I didn't know you. I'd never heard of you. But he said, I had gotten so sick and so tired of these preachers coming over radio or behind the pulpit in church or wherever for that matter, telling you that you know, God's going to kick your teeth in and he's got it in for you. You've got to suffer untold agony to be a good Christian. He said, I'd heard that stuff and I searched my Bible and couldn't find it anywhere. You've got to suffer the agonies of hell to be a good Christian. He said, I'd heard that all my life, and I thought, Lord, something's all messed up here. But yet it must be true, because most every preacher says it. You've got to be sick half the time. You've got to suffer about half the time. And the poorer you are, the better you are. And all of these type of things, you know. And he said, I got so tired of that stuff, I didn't know what. He said, and I found the camp meeting hour. I found that joy. He said, I heard you preaching about a good God, a wonderful God, a heavenly Father that loves us and delivered us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, and how that Jesus gives life and gives it more abundantly. And he said, it's just like my whole world opened up. That's the gospel God wants us to preach, the gospel of joy, the gospel of love, the gospel of living for Christ and him living in us. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, we're giving away this offering. Let me use that term. We're offering this week, and this week only, a family Bible that it's so beautiful that I have two of them in my own home. And to our many thousands of radio friends across America, we're offering this Bible this week. It's a beautiful family Bible, big family Bible. Has the family record columns in it where you keep your family history. And beautiful color pictures. We're offering this for a gift of just $15. That's what I said. If you went into a store, it cost you $40, $50, $60. For a gift of just $15. And we'll send it to your door, postage paid. And now, we're not selling Bibles, but we want you to have this. bless you. And it's the King James Version, by the way. And what little money's left over, if any, we'll use it for the program. I don't get any of it. And you can have this for a gift, as I said, of just $15. Ask for gift offer number 330. Gift offer number 330 for this family Bible. And our mailing address is Jimmy Swaggart, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70821. That's all the address you need. Go with God if He will go with you.
KURL in Billings, Montana. Temperature 25 degrees. And our temperature today will be in the 20s. Not much rising temperatures this afternoon. The low tonight predicted 5 to 10 above, and then tomorrow a high of 18 to 23. Chance of moisture diminishing to 60% tonight and 50% tomorrow. Winds today from the northeast, they will